Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. The World Series is over. The Giants are the Giants of baseball, beating the Kansas City Royals to win their third World Series last night in 5 years under manager Bruce Bochy. Pitching ace Madison Bumgarner on 2 days rest through five shutout innings gave up just two hits through 68 pitches to preserve the win. Pablo Sandoval went 3-for-3, finished the Fall Classic with a 4.29 average. Hunter Pence had two more hits. He wound up with a 4.44 mark. Mike Morse drove in a couple of runs. And then there was the defense. Giants second baseman Joe Panik snuffed out a rally with a diving double play stop of a ground ball early. The Giants won an instant replay challenge. Juan Perez made a key catch of a slicing fly ball in left to cut off another rally. Bumgarner won three of the four World Series games. He's now 5-0 in his career in the Fall Classic with a 0.25 ERA at the age of 25. Elsewhere in baseball, the Cubs reportedly are about to hire ex-Tampa Bay manager Joe Maddon and will eat the 2 years left on Rich Renteria's contract. Texas has offered its bench coaching job to Steve Buechel on their new staff. St. Louis, more than 4,000 showed up for the funeral of Cardinal rookie outfielder Oscar Taveras in the Dominican Republic. Amongst those on hand, the Red Sox David Ortiz, Cincinnati pitcher Alfredo Simon, Cardinal teammate Carlos Martinez, plus St. Louis general manager John Mozeliak and manager Mike Matheny. Bunch of roster moves in Major League Baseball as teams start to open spots on the 40-man roster. The Cubs cutting loose first-round draft pick Josh Vitters and pitcher James McDonald. Reds have bought out the contract of Ryan Ludwig. The ex-Padre outfielder gets a $4.5 million payout. Washington releases pitcher Ross Ohlendorf. And Jose Canseco, the former Stained slugger, may lose the index finger on his right hand after emergency surgery, shot himself in the hand cleaning a loaded gun. In football, Chargers back on the practice field today. Running back Donald Brown returned to workouts yesterday and missed 3 weeks with a concussion. But the bigger issue still out of practice. Running back Ryan Matthews with the knee. Cornerback Brandon Flowers with the concussion. Safety Jahlil Adai with the concussion. Cornerback Jason Verrett with a re-injured labrum. By the way, TV ratings from last week. The Charger-Bronco Thursday night game was the highest watched show on TV with 20.2 million fans watching. On the injury front around the NFL, the Bengals have lost star linebacker Vontaze Burfict. He's going to be out at least 2 weeks with surgery to his knee. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo held out of practice yesterday, bruised back but no damage to the discs in the back. Good news, 49ers offensive guard Mike Iupati returns to practice after missing a month with a concussion. Cardinal cornerbacks Patrick Peterson back on the field. He is concussion-free. Ravens defensive tackle Chris Canty cleared to play after staph infection surgery on his wrist. Panthers lose left tackle Byron Bell down with knee issues. Jaguars IR starting safety Alan Ball with a torn bicep. Vikings lose defensive end Brian Roberson with a glute injury. And the Seahawks say linebacker Bobby Wagner has been ruled out again. More problems with the knee. Redskins say Robert Griffin III will be the starting quarterback this coming weekend when they play Minnesota. He's recovered from a dislocated ankle. Browns rookie quarterback Johnny Manziel reportedly very upset at remaining the backup quarterback and getting no snaps heading to week 9 of the season. Patriots have signed veteran free agent defensive tackle Alan Branch, the ex-Bill. Dallas has signed former Dolphin and Charger linebacker Tim Dobbins. Case Keenum, veteran college quarterback star, released by the St. Louis Rams. Miami wide receiver Mike Wallace is unhappy. Dolphins offense, he says, is bleep. They scored only 13 points against Jacksonville and at one point in the second quarter had been outgained 199-3 in terms of yards. Miami ranks 25th in the NFL in passing. Thursday night football, New Orleans Saints versus the Carolina Panthers. Both are 3-4 in a bad NFC South. 49ers are mourning the passing of 1950s and 60s wide receiver and kicking star Goody Soltau. He, of course, played with Y.A. Tittle, Billy Kilmer, amongst others. He caught 25 touchdown passes in his career and kicked 50 field goals. College football, University of Georgia has handed out an additional 4-game suspension to running back Todd Gurley for taking $3,000 from boosters for autographs over the last two seasons. Utah has lost its top wide receiver, Drez Anderson, for the year, knee ligament surgery. Kellen Winslow, the athletic director at Florida A&M, legendary Charger, has fired his football coach, Earl Holmes. The team was 5-14 over the past year and a half. In basketball, Lakers got battered by the Phoenix Suns again last night. Can't shoot threes, can't defend. Lakers fall to 0-2. Suns last night hit 16 three-point baskets, shot 54% from the floor. Kobe Bryant had 31, Ed Davis had 14, nobody else did anything else. Lakers have now lost by 18-20 in the first two games of the season, and of course lost their first-round draft pick forward Julius Randle, underwent surgery yesterday morning for a broken leg. On the NBA scoreboard, the Knickerbockers' debut of new general manager Phil Jackson and coach Derek Fisher's team was horrible. They got blown out by the Chicago Bulls at Madison Square Garden at one point. Knickerbockers trailed by 31 in the third quarter. Miami won its opening game of the season. In the post-LeBron James era, Chris Bosh had 26 points, 15 rebounds in the win over Washington. Clippers, meanwhile, open their season tonight. They host Oklahoma City. Sacramento Kings have broken ground on a new $447 million arena downtown. They say it'll be ready opening night 2016. In hockey, the legendary Hall of Famer Gordie Howe is in guarded serious condition, paralyzed on the right side with loss of speech after a severe stroke in Texas. He's age 86. NHL hockey tonight, the Kings, who are 6-1-2, going to Pittsburgh to play the Penguins. The Ducks, 8-2, they play at St. Louis. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.